Competencies and a safety culture. A safety culture is a reliable culture. The Institute of Healthcare Improvement, IHI, and David Garvin at the Harvard Business School define reliability in healthcare as failure-free operation over time, and that the reliability can be calculated as the inverse of the failure or defect rate. If the failure rate is 10%, reliability is 90%. This is strongly related to the concept of high-reliability organizations, HROs, which are organizations that maintain a high level of safety with the goal of no failures, errors, over a long period. As referenced in Fundamental Statistics and Epidemiology in Infection Prevention, Carl Weick and Kathleen Sutcliffe identified five attributes of HROs that can be used in concert with the science of epidemiology. Preoccupation with the early signs of failure, example, what might keep HCP from following a policy or procedure? Sensitivity to operations changes in a dynamic and nonlinear system, example, what types of patients are being admitted to the healthcare facility? Or what community activity might impact resources and ability to provide care? Reluctance to simplify things, such as by applying oversimplifying labels that can hinder further evaluation or diverse perspectives, example, how can we involve multiple departments to ensure IPC practices make sense from other perspectives and can be operationalized? Commitment to resilience or ability to sustain operations under acute or chronic stress, example, how might I quickly identify and contain an outbreak? Example, identify clusters of events, quickly evaluate practices, equipment handling, and isolation procedures. Deference to expertise at all organizational levels, example, who is a local expert that I can contact for this uncommon clinical situation? Standardization is a method that can help healthcare organizations develop and maintain a culture of safety and reliability. In terms of processes and products, standardization can help eliminate opportunities for error and mistakes. Standardization must be done following the best evidence. Care bundles are an example of both product and process standardization, as they clearly identify how to deliver the best care for specific conditions. For example, catheter insertion and maintenance, and which equipment and products to use. A formal auditing process should be established to monitor and track process and product evaluation and standardization throughout the facility. The IP is involved in process evaluation across all areas related to infection prevention and control, and therefore must also ensure that their approach to evaluation is effective and appropriate. The IP's knowledge of processes and products must remain current to ensure HCP provide care based on the latest best evidence.